This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein speaks from the Holy Land during a telephone fellowship family meeting with those who pray for and support the important work of the fellowship, which goes on despite the challenges of the past year.
My father, Rabbi Yael Eckstein of blessed memory, had that brilliant godly wisdom that God was saying to him, not only do you have to bring the Jewish people home on Aliyah through the fellowship ministry, but also to care for the Jewish people who are in the former Soviet Union. And because what my father knew was that there were still going to be elderly Holocaust survivors who wouldn't leave the home that they knew from the time they were born, who are literally the weakest link of our generation, who grow their own food and have no other way to get any other food, who cut down their own wood in order to heat their homes in the freezing Russian-Ukrainian winters. And he knew that once they got old, they would have nowhere to turn, and they wouldn't be able to come home to Israel because they are too weak and they don't want to. It's too scary, too big a move for someone who survived the Holocaust and survived everything, too scary to make that move. And so that's why we have our Isaiah 58 ministry. We are the largest providers of aid in the former Soviet Union to these elderly Holocaust survivor Jewish people in the form of basic needs.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.